Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
If you rush into the wrong deal, that'll hurt you a whole lot more than being patient and waiting on the right deal.
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Hello, Best Ever listeners, and welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I am Theo Hicks, and today we'll be speaking with Terica Lynn Smith. Terica, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us and looking forward to speaking with you. And Terica just told me she invented a board game, so we're definitely going to be talking about that. But first, a little bit about her. She's a full-time real estate investor with 15 years of experience. Her portfolio consists of 250 doors. She's also helped develop 3 communities and is currently developing her own. She is based in Lafayette, Louisiana, and her website is terricalynsmith.com. So Terica, do you mind telling us some more about your background and what you're focused on today?
Absolutely. So I've been in real estate for about 15 years. I started off as a realtor that didn't know anyone, didn't have many resources, and literally just had to get it out of the mud. And getting started in real estate was not an easy task because there was no one in my family who has ever owned any type of real estate. So understanding and learning what interest rates are and a mortgage and all of the different terminology was definitely a challenge. But fast forward to today, I took those stones, I would say, that were in my way, and I've used them to be able to build my career that I have today. So I think a lot of people think whenever you get started in real estate, you have to know everything, and you really don't. So for me, that was one of my biggest accomplishments, was getting started in real estate 15 years ago, starting as a realtor, working my way up to a broker, and now I'm a real estate developer. And again, like I said, I started with zero experience or any type of understanding of terminology. And yet I sit here and talk with you amazing people today. So I think it's awesome.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's quite a journey. So as it's in the bio, 250 doors. Developed 3 communities, currently developing one on your own. So for those 250 doors, are those all multifamily?
No.
So what's the breakdown?
It's definitely a mixture. We have commercial buildings that we have rented out in there. We have multifamily units as well. We have new construction property that's up in there. We have rental property, just single family rental property that's up in there as well. So it's definitely a mixed portfolio. It's very diversified. We even have rehabs in there as well that consistently move every other day. So it's definitely a huge mixture of different investments.
So saying we a lot. So is this like a company, do you have a business partner doing this with?
So I have several real estate companies. So I own my real estate brokerage. I have a consultant firm where we invest into properties. And then we have a real estate crowdfunding platform as well, where we create group economics. So collectively, when I'm saying we, I'm including all of our investment companies that we have.
Let's talk about crowdfunding for a little bit. So of those 250 doors, how much of that has been crowdfunded? Is it all crowdfunded?
No. One thing about our crowdfunding is we put up more than 50 to 60% of our own money. And when I say we, that's me and my partner. So whatever property we crowdfund for, we own majority of it because we're going to put our own liquid up. That's very important for us to get that information out there because a lot of crowdfunding sources don't use their own money. We do. We believe that we believe in this project, and to not only show that we believe in the project, we put our money where our mouth is. But I would say probably about 20% of our portfolio consists of real estate crowdfunding.
What are some tips you have, some things you've learned that are some of the best practices when you're trying to create that listing on the crowdfunding platform? And it might even be picking the right crowdfunding platform.
First of all, we built our own proprietary portal. So we don't use nobody else's. We own it. I would say that right there was number one for us, because to license it from someone else, you're going to spend thousands of dollars in fees, which you pass those fees on to your crowdfund investors who's investing with you. So get you someone on your team who can code from scratch and build you a portal that would be SEC approved. That's number one, I would say. Number two, which is up there with number one, you can swap them however you would like, is get you a really great legal team that understands the law, because the regulations are constantly changing. We crowdfund under Reg D 506B, which allows us to have a limited amount of unaccredited investors and unlimited accredited investors. And just making sure that you understand the importance of the PPMs, not only the importance of it, how expensive it can be if you don't have a legal team that would be on a retainer that would continuously pop out those PPMs per property that you get. So I would say that would be number two. And then number three would be do right by the people. If you do right and you be very transparent and you communicate, then you'll get a whole lot further than you would by hiding things. So with our real estate crowdfund, they know that we're putting up majority of the money. They know that they're going to get a percentage paid out to them after the project closes. They have an anticipated timeline, and they receive monthly communication updates in regards to their investments. They also choose their own investments. We don't choose where to put their money at. So we don't just crowdfund, and then go place it everywhere. When you crowdfund with us, you are picking a property from our portal that you want to invest into, that you feel comfortable in regards to, and you invest into it. And the other cool thing about our real estate crowdfund platform is that the investors that invest into properties can actually go and view those properties as well.
We'll get back to the show in just 2 minutes, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. One of the hardest tasks to balance while scaling your real estate investing business is accounting. Well, realestateaccounting.co takes care of the numbers for you so you can grow your business and revenue. REA helps property managers and investors save time and money by automating back office, financial, admin, and accounting. Starting is quick and seamless, from accounts payable to reconciliations, taxes, and reporting. Go to realestateaccounting.co/best ever to find out how REA clients save on average 30% by leveraging their accounting services versus hiring in-house. With CPAs on staff and being owner-operators themselves, REA knows the challenges of your growing real estate business. Try it risk-free at realestateaccounting.co/best ever And remember to mention the Best Ever Podcast sent you to receive up to $1,800 towards onboarding and services. That's realestateaccounting.co/best ever. If you're not sure where to start investing or need help taking the next step, mentorship and coaching is one of the best ways to get going. Think Multifamily is a leading apartment acquisition and education company who provides true one-on-one coaching to help you invest for your family's future. Their servant leadership approach will guide you to successfully scale your real estate business or assist you to diversify your investments in multifamily. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how they help working professionals just like you transform their future through partnering and community. In fact, the majority of real estate investors who partner with Think Multifamily get involved in a general partnership within 6 months. thinkmultifamily.com/coaching highlights the partnerships, joint ventures, and resources all available through the coaching program. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how to become a member and get involved.
How are you directing traffic to your custom platform? So obviously you've talked about kind of some of the pros. Is it harder to attract people than it would be to put your deal on someone else's platform? Or do you kind of have that marketing strategy locked in pretty tight?
If you want to check us out, you can go to saltcapitalequitygroup.com. That's our website. I have a really great audience that believes in me and trusts me and are members of Salt Capital Equity Group. So not only are they a part of the real estate crowdfunding, they receive monthly education and bi-monthly education as well. So I'm constantly coaching and mentoring me and my team, the investors that are a part of Salt Capital. So for us, again, like I said, we are very different because we don't just do crowdfunding. We have a membership-based platform where you have to be a member before you can invest with us. The reason why is because we want you to become an accredited investor using your own money to be able to go and invest into your own property. What better way to go to the bank and say, hey, I have experience. I've invested with Salt Capital Equity Group. This is the process. This is how it takes place. And now I have a down payment because we didn't pay it out return on investments to our investors.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So you said you send out two educational pieces a month to the members. As well as?
Oh, no, we have two live coaching calls a month. We have a monthly meetup where we do it live and we do a class there. We also have one-on-one Thursday calls with my team if they have personal questions in regards to deals that they have going on. We have our networking events once COVID is over. And then we have a real estate conference that our members attend as well.
So you're saying your one-on-one, these are your actual members, you're talking to them.
Yes. A lot of the one-on-one membership calls are handled by other seasoned investors that are on my team who are more than qualified to offer mentorship in regards to whatever their questions may be.
Perfect. So how are you attracting people to become members?
We don't invest with people that's not members.
How do I become a member?
Oh, okay. You go to saltcapitalequitygroup.com. You become a member. It's $100 a year. And once you pay $100, you become a member. And then from there, you go through the approved investor process. If you are approved investor, which is paperwork that the SEC recommends that we do just to protect ourselves. And if that application is approved, then you become an investor with Salt Capital Equity Group.
Okay. So I guess my question is, are you doing things that attract people to apply for this membership, or is it just naturally referrals, other people that know them? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're asking me, do I go out and look for people to invest?
Yeah, in a sense. Not like physically like going to the store and doing it, but it's social media, YouTube channels, or anything.
No. With our board game, we have a course. A lot of our members are from some type of social media platform that I've been on and are my own platform. So normally when I do a podcast like this, people inquire and then they go through the registration process and the approval process and it goes from there. But what I don't do, Theo, just to be very clear, is I don't solicit people just to solicit people. Real estate crowdfunding is something we offer to create group economics to help others become real estate investors. So I don't need the income, nor do my partners need the income, but we know the need in the community, and that's what's more important to us. So a lot of people be like, why do you charge $100 a year? Well, it's simple, because we just want to keep up with the maintenance on our system and keep our team on board. That's it. We're not here to take people money because we need it. We're here to help people understand that they too can become real estate investors, just like we have, and without overkilling them with costs. And people relate to that. I started Salt Capital almost a year and a half ago, 2 years. We have $21 million in assets. We have 300 members, 200 investors, approved investors, and it's constantly growing.
Let's talk about your board game a little bit. So you invented a board game. Where did that idea come from?
Again, wanting to help. Because so many people hit me up, Dio, and be like, T, I just want to get started. It's hard. It's just, I don't understand. And I'm like, what if I can show them a way to do it, but it be fun and it be engaging? I am big on teaching my children how to create generational wealth, because it was never taught to me and I kind of got it late in life. So I believe if I can give them a head start, right, then they'll be a lot further than where I'm at right now. So I went to sleep. I had a dream that I was standing at the top of a mountain and I was teaching people how to do real estate, but it was in the form of a board game. I didn't have the name or anything like that, but I just seen everybody standing around and we were moving pieces. And I woke up the next morning, I went to my notebook, I wrote it down. I made the vision very clear to say, what do I want people to receive from this? And then I called my partner and I said, hey, I want to create a board game. He said, did you just pull that out the sky? I said, probably, but I believe that it's important that we do it and it can help a lot of people. So he was like, yeah. Then we called my other two partners and together as a group, we said, all right, let's create it. This looks like it can be fun. This is real life experiences that we've went through personally and that it can help other people. So how the board game works, and it's called Developers, it works in regards to you start off with seed money. The goal is to get the keys to the city. But in order to get the keys to the city, you got to go through some adversity, such as you have a sequence of events through life cards and you have liabilities where you're going to land on liabilities and you're going to face foreclosure and bankruptcy. And you got all these expenses because you don't know that they're liabilities. People really just don't know. And throughout the life cards and the liabilities, you have asset cards and you have paydays. So you got to hope that you can make it around the board, collecting each property in each industry without going bankrupt. You have to have a strategy to win the board game Developers, which is why I love Developers, because it's a game that continuously teach. And without a strategy, you'll never win Developers.
That's super fascinating, especially that came from a dream and you made that literally a dream.
Yes.
And you made it a reality. One other thing I want to ask before the best ever advice. This is a question I was going to ask, but I forgot that I remembered it. So you mentioned that your education is focused a lot on getting your passive investors to become active investors.
No, not passive, to become active, to have my investors that are unaccredited become accredited.
Okay. So unaccredited investors become accredited. I thought you also said the goal is to get them to do their own deals too.
Yes, absolutely. To be able to go to the bank and do their own deals. Right now, the majority of the unaccredited investors don't even know how to go to the bank. They don't know the first step. They don't know any of that. So to give them the knowledge to be able to go to the bank and get the loans that they would need and understand the type of loans that they need is very important. So yeah, yes, you're correct.
Perfect. And so the goal for them to do both, like still invest in your deals while also doing their own deals, or strictly go from doing nothing to investing in their own deals?
Oh, no. Keep multiple streams of income. If you got money over here in a project and you know you're receiving 12 to 18% return depending on what the closeout is, and you have your own deal going on, well, whatever that return on your investment is going to be, I think it's awesome. You just created two streams. So I definitely encourage them to have multiple streams of income and don't just focus on one, but also don't be all over the place. You try to catch two rabbits, you're going to catch none. So it's important to have your main bread and butter and then diversify over into the other one. let that main bread and butter diversify into the other categories.
Okay, Terrico, what is your best real estate investing advice ever? Besides playing my board game.
Yes, that would be up there. But I'm super patient. It's the complete opposite of what everybody say. Rush, 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 rush. Be completely patient because there's going to always be a deal. And if you rush into the wrong deal, that'll hurt you a whole lot more than being patient and waiting on the right deal. That right there is one of the most important lessons I've learned.
Okay, ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yes, let's go.
Okay, first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Mark your calendars for the Best Ever Conference February 24th through 26th, back in person at the Gaylord Rockies Convention Center. Join the experienced community and phenomenal speakers for a weekend of learning the best commercial real estate strategies, building relationships, and quite frankly, having a lot of fun. As a bonus, once you purchase your ticket, you are put into a mini mastermind group to start making connections with other commercial real estate investors immediately. Get the lowest prices right now at besteverconference.com. That's besteverconference.com.
Okay, Terrico, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
The best ever book that I recently read is going to be, I read so many books. This is good. Is this lightning round and I'm going like really, really slow with it?
That's no problem.
Right, yeah, find the right. The best one is The Wealth Choice. The Wealth Choice.
The Wealth Chart or Wealth Choice?
Choice. The Wealth Choice.
I'll tell you what, you said your best ever advice is patience. So
yes,
you patiently find the best ever book. Okay.
Yes.
If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
I would start over.
In the same industry or different industry?
I would start over in real estate because I have the knowledge and I can accomplish a whole lot more than what I would have been able to do 15 years ago, a lot faster.
Out of all the deals you've done, what's been the best deal?
Madeline Cove.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. We invested into a property that we picked up at $500,000 and it's worth $2.5 million. We didn't even have to touch it. So I like that deal.
What's the best ever way you like to give back?
I'm passionate about foster care because I used to be in foster care. So being able to build transitional housing for foster care youth is extremely important to me. Other than that, the other ways that I give back is through my time by educating the community on what's important.
And then lastly, what's the best ever place to reach you?
The best ever place to reach me is at saltcapitalequitygroup.com.
Well, Terrico, thank you so much for joining us today and providing us with your best ever advice. We focus a lot on crowdfunding. So you kind of gave us a breakdown of what are some of the best practices, the most important things to keep in mind when buying real estate with a crowdfunding platform. In your case, buying real estate with your own crowdfunding platform. So you went to a lot of detail on that, so I really appreciate that. You talked about putting your own money in the deal, building your own portal, having a great legal team, doing right by your people with transparency and honest communication and consistent communication. You talked about all the education that you do with the members there, and also talked about how you become a member of the crowdfunding platform. Talked about your board game, and then we also talked about your best ever advice, which was to be patient and that you can hurt yourself a lot more by rushing into a bad deal than the potential positives that could come out of rushing into a deal. It's much better to be patient and wait for the right deal because you said there's always going to be a good deal somewhere. So thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate the conversation. Is there anything else that you want to mention before we sign off?
No, I just would leave with this quote from Warren Buffett. The transfer of wealth is from the impatient to the patient.
Definitely a good quote to end the episode with, and definitely aligned with your best ever advice on patience. So again, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Best ever listeners, as always, thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.